It's Monday morning. Another audio blog post for you. I'm going to try to do these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday each week. Start off your work week today with the title of this one, Human's Best Friend. And it's all about Sammy, my dog. Sammy came into my life in 2017, I guess? Something like that, 16, I don't know. 17, something like that. On Valentine's Day, a dog I never wanted. And so he's about 4 years old now. And I got him in the divorce, which is so ironic. So when you plan your life carefully, it's often a ridiculous idea because you never know what you're going to end up with. And I ended up with Sammy. And I had a particularly difficult weekend, the one that just passed. But really, it was a difficult weekend with myself. And that's what I want to reflect on this morning, when oftentimes we project upon something else, a living thing. It could be a person. It could be an animal. And frankly, it could be an experience. Instead of really going inward and trying to figure out what it's saying about yourself. So this past weekend, my dog was introduced to his cousin, Lola, my sister and brother-in-law's dog. Both dogs don't like other dogs, and especially Sammy. My dog despises other dogs. He is so afraid of them. And I have tried numerous times to change that dynamic, and it always fails and always frustrates me. And then I realized that my dog really represents the thing about myself that I continue to ponder and grapple with, and that is what I call my too much personality. And so it made me think about my mother. So I grew up when I was a boy, I had a very difficult time with things I didn't like. It was almost impossible to change that about me, whether it was a food item I wouldn't eat, or a person I didn't like, or a subject I didn't want to study, or homework I didn't want to do, or places I didn't want to go. And my mother had to figure out a way in which to raise a child who was on the autism spectrum in a way that allowed him to flourish over time and often in unexpected ways. And what reminded me this weekend of my past was I was trying to change Sammy again. I was trying to make him like something he's never going to like. Poor Lola. She's a cute little dog. I mean, she's weird too. All dogs are weird. Just like we're all kind of weird. Sorry, Sam. Oh, and there he is barking. Isn't that cool? The ice maker made a noise, and so he gets scared. So I'm going to let him bark, because this is me accepting my dog throughout my blog. This is actually went better than I thought. I couldn't have scripted this any better. And so the point I'm making is that there was no way Sammy was ever going to like little Lola. No chance. Just as there was no way in the moment my mother was going to get me to like something. She might get me to do it. She might get me to experience it and realize I still didn't like it. But only over time was I going to want to eat spinach or try sushi or thinking about foods. And sushi only happened last year for me. I'm pausing on purpose because Sammy really is the embodiment of me. When I try to get him to be someone he's not, he resists, just as we resist the same thing. But the resistance has to come with understanding of ourselves. There are certain things about me that I need to understand so that when I'm resisting something, it's very clear as to why. For Sammy, Lola represented a great fear of being hurt, even though she's like a pound and a half and he's about 65 pounds. It's illogical that he has that fear. as so many of our fears are illogical. But he still has it. And accepting that that is where Sammy is at in his life is what I want to accomplish this week. As I reflect upon accepting myself for where I'm at. This is a great period of transition in my life, post-divorce, being a single man again. I'm still the coach that I'll always be. There is a lot of continuity. I still have great love from friends and family. But I go back to my mom. She was very gifted. Lots of flaws too. Don't get me wrong. She could be impatient and judgy of other people. But when it came to me, she just had to learn to accept where I was at. And let me give you an example. When I was very young, and she used to tell this story. I don't remember this happening. I got upset one day. I lived in a rural part of New Jersey, and I got upset one day with my mother, and I ran outside onto the driveway near the street. And our streets were bumpy roads that were quite safe to play near. It wasn't like I was on a highway or anything. And I got to the end of the driveway, and for whatever reason, I decided to strip all of my clothes off of my body, probably in a way to sort of either embarrass my mother or maybe to just sort of release myself from whatever shackles I felt I was experiencing at 3 years old or however old I was, maybe four. And I just started screaming at the top of my lungs. My mother stayed inside, and she got a phone call from Mrs. Stewart, the next door neighbor. She answered the phone. Mrs. Stewart said, "Margaret," my mom's name, "Scott is screaming. Do you realize that?" And my mother said, "Oh yes, Eleanor. This is just what he does. He just needs to scream it out and he'll come back inside, not to worry." And Eleanor said, "But he's naked." And I said, "Oh yeah, he does that when he gets angry." I mean, how embarrassing that must have been for my mother. And she might have felt embarrassment, but her action did not in any way give people the impression that she was embarrassed. And this past weekend, I was very embarrassed with my dog's behavior. I didn't do what my mother did in the moment and accept that this is just who he is and he needs to work through his own issues in whatever way a canine does that. But my guess is my mother had to practice that acceptance a lot before she was able to tell that story about me. And my guess is she experienced as much embarrassment about my dog, about me, than I experienced about my dog. But the real embarrassment, the real issue is with yourself. Like, Sammy is teaching me a valuable lesson about accepting myself for where I'm at in my life right now. And why I feel such tumult. It's not just coming from my personal life, it's also coming from the political world, it's also coming from sometimes internalizing what my clients are going through or what my family is going through because they're experiencing a great deal of transition right now. And instead of thinking that I can be some paragon of acceptance and understanding at all times for everyone, there are times I'm going to judge the very people or sentient beings, Sammy, who I love the most. And there are going to be times when I just want to look at my dog and say, "You are way too much for me, and I need to get rid of you." But that doesn't mean I'm going to act upon that. Because really what I'm saying is, "Scott, there are times when you're way too much and you need to get rid of that." And just because I think that doesn't mean that I'm going to act upon that. So as you reflect upon your Monday morning, you're probably at your job right now if you're listening to this, or you're home about to leave for your job. Think about something that you probably project upon somebody else. Some character flaw, but it's really about yourself. And how can you make that perceived flaw into something that will help you flourish in your life? just this audio blog posting alone is helping me come to grips with something that I have feared my entire life. And that is, if I really put myself out there, I'm not afraid I'm gonna fail. No, I'm afraid I'm going to succeed. And how will that change my life? A life that I've carefully crafted that makes me feel safe and secure. It's gonna change it pretty dramatically, as yours will change when you stop projecting and start accepting.